Hello.
Hi, my name is Shani. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested from customer service.
Yeah.
May I have your zip code, please, to pull up an account for you?
46360.
Thank you, and may I have your name, please?
Roger Coger.
Okay. Could you confirm your shipping address to open the account, please?
8829 Walnuts Road, Michigan City.
All right, thank you. And give me one moment, just waiting on the account to open. And I appreciate your patience still waiting on the account. And thank you for patiently waiting. I do have the account here. It looks like the tactical bag was ordered on November the 15th for $5.74.
Okay.
With the offer, there were additional terms and conditions of a welcoming gift to join our online discount membership store. When you don't cancel out that discount membership after 72 hours of ordering the tactical bag, it does charge you the membership fee. And also with the charge, you do receive to your email a gift card voucher for $125 to shop at our online web store. So it's a monthly recurring charge until you cancel the account.
No, I didn't have anything like that.
You didn't place the order for the tactical bag, pay $5.74 shipping.
Nope.
Do you think anybody in your household could have been using your information to do so?
Nope.
Okay. Is your email address roger.coker@yahoo.com?
Yep.
Okay. So a gift card voucher was sent to your email back in November to shop at the
I don't
discount
know
membership store.
if I don't recognize the name on there, I delete them. There's so much
Okay.
spam going to my freaking email, I don't hardly use it.
Okay, well, if you don't remember placing the order, even though I'm showing everything on the account is matching as far as your information, I can cancel your membership and get you transferred over to the fraud department so you can speak with them about the charges.
All right, cancel that. Yeah, cancel that membership because I've never received that email, so I don't know what that is. The bag I do have, yes.
Okay, well, that's coming from the order for that bag.
Like I said, there was nothing else said about any other additional charges.
Well, the information as far as regarding when the discount membership was being charged, it was on your checkout page before you could actually process the 574 and put your card information in. You did have to check off verifying that you read and understand the terms before proceeding. So that's how we were able to bill you for your membership.
No, there was no membership mentioned at all. That's why I agreed with everything, because I read everything that was on there, and there was no membership.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Kirkland, but those were the terms and conditions, and this is why your account was charged. It looks like we did try and attempt to charge you again for the month of December, but I'm showing
Yeah,
that
that's what
charge
I
did
heard. And
decline.
it's going to decline every time.
Okay, well, if you want, I can cancel the membership for you, and that'll prevent any
Yeah,
future charges for
cancel
you.
it. Cancel it.
Okay, give me just a moment to get that done for you. Okay, and I do have the account
I just
canceled
received
for
that
you.
bag the other day, and I was getting ready to take it back up to Ace Hardware, where I got all this information from, and tell them this is bogus. They sent me like a $15 bag telling me it's a $120 bag or whatever. This bag ain't even big enough to put a lunch in it.
Okay, and I do have the membership canceled, and I can provide you with a confirmation number to write down if you're ready.
All right. Here you
Your
are.
confirmation number is 262 727
262
zero two seven.
727-027. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Have a Merry
Bye bye.
Christmas.
You too. Bye bye.